At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
In the meantime, I'll give you guys a random question.
Random.
What would you guys say is your least favorite insect? Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes.
I mean, I guess spiders technically are not insects. They're bugs.
All right, but figure they're in that world.
Okay, spiders. Actually, you know what? I don't know. It's weird. If I see a spider in my home, situations change, all right? Been outside painting the house the last couple of the weekends. I've walked through probably 5 or 6 spider webs. I mean, and you see the spider dead on the thing.
Okay.
And it doesn't bug me. I can't explain. If I am outdoors and I see a spider, even if it's on me and I can feel the web stuck to my stubble, I don't care. If I see a spider 20 feet away in my home, I'm like, this thing must die right now.
I think whatever it is, if it's maggots, and I know it's going to turn into some kind of insect. I don't know exactly. Flies, whatever the deal is. To me, maggots are the thing that just absolutely gross me out.
Do they gross you out because of the way they look, or do they gross you out?
I don't know.
Maggots are never a sign of anything positive in the human world.
I don't know.
Something has died. Something is rotting. Something,
yes.
Right.
There's more to it than just the actual bugs. But when I see them crawling around, for whatever reason.
Is it the way they move?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
It's one of the reasons I don't eat tapioca pudding.
It just reminds you of maggots?
Yes.
First time I ever saw maggots in my life.
Right? Cottage cheese.
I'd heard of them, but I didn't quite know what they were. I knew they were, you know, baby flies, whatever. So when we lived out in the woods, birds have a habit of flying into your window. And on occasion, most of the time they knock themselves out. Every once in a while they die. So it was a robin smashed into the window. Next day, still there. So my father's like, hey, one of you two go outside and deal with this goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. Throw it away. So my brother went out there to do it. I'm with him. And I remember he picked it up, and when he picked this thing up, the maggots came pouring out of the body because they were on the underside.
Oh, God.
Dude, and I was because I was like, what is that? And he's like, those are maggots. I'm like, yeah, everyone says they're gross. They are right. Now, they don't skeeve me out, but to me, it's just the thing with maggots. It means the situation around you is not good. Like you said, it's rotting garbage.
Well,
it's a dead
that's
body.
Basically what it was. Last year, we had the kind of a mini heat wave.
Yeah.
And I had a bag of trash, and it was on top of my can outside. And I went to try to jam one more bag in, and when I tried to jam the other bag in, the top of the bag underneath it popped open to reveal some fish skin covered in maggots I had thrown in the trash. And when the smell hit, and the maggots started pouring out of the bag and into my actual container, I was like, "Oh God!" So I rebagged that one bag, then went and had to hose out all the maggots.
Yeah.
They were in my can. I'm like, this is just the worst. And the smell went down into the can. I'm like, oh, God.
That's what I mean. Maggots, they already look gross. The situation's bad. Have you ever met anyone that does not like butterflies or ladybugs?
Caterpillars, too.
No. I don't like caterpillars much. I was going to say something about ladybugs and butterflies. Like little kids, right? They'll freak out about anything. A fly lands on them, and they lose their mind. A ladybug's on them, they think it's cool. A butterfly lands on them, they're cool. They see an ant, they freak out.
Ladybugs bite, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they?
I got bit by one.
You got bitten by a ladybug?
Yeah, like just like a week or two ago. Or maybe it's the one that looks like a ladybug. I don't know, but I'm blaming the entire...
What looks like a ladybug?
You're supposed to be good luck.
There's another one that looks like a ladybug, and they are jerks. So maybe it was one of those. Hang on.
Reason we ask, what's your least favorite insect?
They can bite, but they rarely do. So that ladybug hated you, Mike.
Okay. A stampede broke out at an Atlanta train station last week as fans were leaving a Beyonce concert, leaving 11 people injured. 7 of those had to be transported to a hospital. A stampede at a train station. It was because someone freaked out when they saw a huge bug. Now, a public transport official says, quote, a person began screaming and then running, which caused a stampede on the escalator that caused it to temporarily speed up and then stop suddenly.
Oh,
most of the people suffered a minor injuries, although one person broke their ankle. They have not been able to identify the bug that freaked everybody out. Again, 7 people went to the hospital. 11 people injured because someone freaked out when they saw a bug and started screaming and running and caused the escalator to screw up.
My father tells the story, and he's not proud of this, but You know, in the black community, man, you go to the barbershop, whether you're getting a haircut or not. That is where you're going to go. So I guess my brother's 4 or 5 years old or something like that. My dad's going to show off his kids, see his buddies at the barbershop. It's like, Steven, the boy sits down in the chair. They put the little bib around him. A fly landed on, a house fly, landed on your brother. He freaked out so bad, my father never went back to the barbershop.
Oh.
He said it was that embarrassing. And he goes, look, man.
It was that embarrassing for your dad.
For my dad. He's like, well, I could not show my face back there again. He's like, I never took him back. I didn't go back. He's like, I wouldn't do it. He's like, they would bust my balls so bad. And he's like, and I knew that. There was zero chance. I'm like, from a fly? He's like, that's what I said. But yes.
So he had to go find a different barber.
He had to find a different barber. That is correct. Okay. No, actually, he did not. He started cutting our hair.
Random. What about his own?
Didn't need to.
Okay.
Nature did it for him.
That's tough, dude.
Oh, dude, yeah, he was
no
like.
No dad wants to go to a different barbershop.
No, he's like, it was so embarrassing because he goes, man, it wasn't like he was a little scared. He's like, he had a very yeah! Running around, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, a goddamn fly. Like,
I went to the same barber, Phil Mantuto. So I was about 19.
All right.
And the only reason I stopped is my mom was like, your sister's cutting hair. You got to go to hers. And I always felt bad for cheating on Phil. You know what happened?
He died.
He did die.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Old Phil Mantuto passed away. I still blame my sister. I'll say
you blame
Phil.
Your sister.
Oh, to this day. He probably would have lived 10 years longer.
If he could just cut your hair.
If he could have kept cutting my hair.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Joe, welcome to the program. And the random question. Let's go with this one. Joe, how would you say that you and your significant other, or anyone you've ever dated, are different from each other?
Well, my wife is completely different from me in the fact that when it comes to music, she is clueless as into who is the artist or even the name of the song. And I've had to work with her over the years to get her to recognize who she's hearing on the radio.
All right. So is it because she just doesn't care, or she just likes... The music is fine. She likes bopping along. That doesn't really matter to her.
Right.
Who's performing?
Yeah. That's it. She just knows what she likes, and she you know, she just enjoys it. She doesn't care about all the intricacies. She's more of a reader. And I started training her early in the relationship. I said, all right, we're going to play a game. When I say who is the artist, it's either going to be Led Zeppelin or it's going to be Foreigner.
You know,
completely different.
Yes,
and
they are.
I tell you, she has learned a lot over the years. She even got to the point where she could tell me solo Ozzy from Black Sabbath Ozzy.
You should throw a curve and do like Coverdale Page or something. See if she
Is there a point where she realized she liked a band? So in other words, you go, all right.
Or Greta Van Fleet.
Well, like you say something like Foreigner, and then she hears like 10 other songs, not realizing they're all from this one band, and goes, oh, well, turns out I'm a Foreigner.
But here's
fan.
The thing. You would never know I Want to Know What Love Is, because that's her biggest hit. That's right. Her only number one song. But that does not sound like the rest of the Foreigner catalog.
No, not at all.
Like, that's true, yeah.
That's what
and
I said.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Let me give you a tip on her musical taste. When she was a teenager, her favorite band was Oingo Boingo.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What's that, Dead Man's Party?
I really got no idea where she's coming from, you know?
All right.
That explains it.
Okay.
I mean, seriously. We all know that person.
Talking to Taryn earlier this morning, and she was saying that, for whatever reason, we got on the conversation, movies. So she knows a lot about movies.
Yeah.
She was saying that her husband, Brad, is not a movie watcher and never has been. And so she cannot figure out, like, what his deal is. Like, why he... Because she loves movies. He doesn't watch them at all.
Okay.
And I can relate more to Brad than I can to her. Like, I don't watch every single movie that comes out. I will sit through a movie.
Yeah.
It was more so when I had kids that movies were more a part of
definitely,
my life.
Yeah.
And now it just seems like I'm more of a show guy, so to speak.
I think Brad's like us, too. He's more of a sport... Like, me and him have logged a lot of hours watching football games.
Yeah, right.
But,
yeah.
Like, I would never call Brad and be like, the only movie I said we should go see together is F1.
F1, right.
So it's a sports movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
totally. I don't mind going to the movies. There's just not a lot of movies that come out that I want to see so badly that I'm going to spend all the money in the theater. And I know it makes me an old man. That's fine. But, you know, it's different when we were growing up because the idea was, look, before even VHS, like, if you did not see the movie in the theater, then you, my friend, just never saw the movies. Everyone could tell you how great it was. You should have seen it. There was no chance. And then if you saw it on TV, if it was a rated R movie, it was garbage on TV.
Yeah.
Just because of the stuff they have to edit out. And then once VHS came out, you started making those decisions like, I kind of want to see that. But even VHS, what did they wait, like 9 months before they released it? But I can wait. Now, movie comes out like, man, I really want to see that. I can wait 2 days and stream it.